might be up for it.
But that's probably not going to be a very long relationship. I mean,
yeah, that is true. If you like short-term relationships and a nice, with some finality to it, nice, clean break.
I mean, the most it'd be probably about 11 years.
After appeals and whatnot?
Yeah, that's like the average time spent on death row. The longest was 13. I'm just full of information today.
Yeah, I guess so. You made sure you did all of your reading on punishments for murder and whatnot. So you know what to do in your personal time. Right?
Yeah.
Is that what's going on there? And then you helped me out here. You found meetaninmate.com. If you're going to find it, there's hyphens in between meet and an inmate, obviously. Meet an inmate. Photo personals of male and female inmates. Serving inmates since 1998. And then there's this classic picture of this girl. And she's fairly attractive inmate, I guess, as far as inmates go.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I wouldn't ask her out if I saw her on the street or anything. But as far as inmates go, I'd assume she's probably a 10. I don't know. And she's like, there's a chain link fence between her and the camera. And she's got her fingers intertwined with it. Like, and she's looking out like, why will no one be my pen pal?
That's the exact look on her face, too.
Yeah, male and female inmates don't have access to a computer or the internet, thank God. So all correspondence will be through the U.S. mail. There you go. So there actually are people out there, and there's even websites. You said there's more than one?
Yeah, I found like 5 when I was Google searching them.
5 inmate personal websites?
Yeah.
Are there even 5... total dating websites outside of inmates?
There's eHarmony and I don't know. There's probably.
It seems like a lot.
Mm-hmm.
It's for something that specific, and it's broken down by age range. You can do it like, you know, it has exact ages. Not like a range. Well, it has 18 to 21. And then it has 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30. You know, it's just all the way down the whole list. It's pretty exciting stuff. Let's look at Danielle. Oh, Danielle's a pretty good-looking inmate.
Are you writing down her address over there?
Let's see. Doesn't smoke. Do you want mail from both sexes? Men only. That could have been more fun. Occupation before. Cocktail waitress, bartender. She's going to college in prison.
That's good.
There are some people who are in jail for things that aren't horrifying, but murder is one of them, right?
Yeah, that's kind of a downer.
Yeah. Now, you worked at, how long did you work at the jail for, the Shawnee County Jail?
Since October.
From October through the end of December, at least. So just
a
couple months?
My last day is February 1st, so.
But you haven't been in there in weeks.
Yeah.
Right? So you just worked there a couple months?
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you date any inmates?
No.
Did any of them approach you or ask you out or anything like that?
Oh, yeah.
Really? How's that work? Give me an example.
They walked up to me and was like, hey, when I get out, do you want to, you know, go out sometime? And, or...
Oh, they weren't looking for, like, some inside the jail action?
Some were, but I was like, no. I'm like, no, that will get me fired. I'm not going to mess around with my paycheck. I go, no, I'm not doing that.
Because she would get fired or they would mess with her paycheck.
Yeah.
Otherwise, she'd be all for it. Is that right?
No.
Is that right, Jerry?
Well, there were some hot inmates in there, but no.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Really?
Uh-huh.
What for? What were they in there for? Like DUI or something? Or
It ranged from DUI to murder. Some guy shot a guy who proposed to me. Proposed to, you know,
marriage?
Marry him. Yeah.
Okay.
He proposed 3 times that night that I was in there. He was in there for, like, shooting a guy over a dog or something. Yeah.
And he killed the guy?
I'm not sure if he killed him.
Oh, but he at least lodged a bullet in him?
Yeah.
No. That seems like a nice guy.
Yeah, I thought about it, but then, like...
So you didn't take any of them up on offers of being a pen pal? No pen pal, actually?
No. Actually, like, when I was at Cloud County Community College...
Uh-huh.
I was in the theater group and we performed a play at the Ellsworth Correctional Facility, and I actually received 2 letters from inmates wanting to be pen pals.
How did they know your name?
From the
program?
Yeah. And then they sent them to the college.
You give the inmates programs with your names on them?
Well, my director did. If we would have had it my way, no.
That didn't seem very smart.
Yeah, but they were all on good behavior, so they got to come. And they wrote the college and had it addressed to me. And
how many did you get?
Two.
Wow. What'd they say?
One guy, he had murdered a guy in 1988 in Concordia. So I was four at the time when he did that.
Okay.
And he told me that he had changed his life around and he wanted to know if I'd be pen pals and that I was a great actress and all this other stuff. I was like, okay. And he thought we made a great connection during the play, which I'm not sure how that really happened, but...
Okay, were you staring at him while you're doing your performance? Don't you sometimes people, like, pick someone out in the crowd to look at when they're...
I look at the back row.
Okay.
The top of everybody's head on the back row, but...
Okay.
And then the other guy, I actually remember meeting him because we got to talk to the inmates, and I noticed he was a meth head because his teeth were all nasty.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
Yeah, he actually wrote my director and told me that he really liked me and he wanted to get to know me better and everything.
Real quick, faces of meth. Google search it. Don't do meth. Okay.
Yeah.
Wow, that's exciting. Did anybody else in your group get any letters?
One girl did.
And, oh. Yeah. Jealous.
But she only got one and I got two.
Oh,
so,
good for you.
Yeah.